Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Greetings, listener dear! Here we go! February beckons with its promise of spring. I'm Tom.
I'm Ben.
And I'm Matthew. And welcome to Flatshare Slamdown.
Flatshare Slamdown. Flatshare Slamdown. A show about the stresses of sharing houses with people that I think was prescient of this lockdown times.
Yeah, yeah. When we started it in 2011, we had an inkling that at some stage it would be timely.
Absolutely.
All the warning signs were there.
We spent 10 years brewing up that virus in a lab and, biding our time.
Hold on, you did it in a lab? I've been fucking bats for 11 years?
Yes, yeah. Well, I say lab, I mean, obviously,
I've been getting
shed
off with pangolins.
One way or another, we've become relevant again.
That's right.
So, welcome to another Flatshare Slamdown. Thank you for lending us your ear canal. We're about to show you. We're about to press play on a real treat of a live recording. But before we do that, it's time to tell you about the next one.
Yes,
coming,
absolutely
coming right.
Right
around already.
It's beckoning with the promise of spring because it's happening this month. It's happening in February. When does spring start? When can we start calling it? Like, when does winter end? I mean, what's the
March?
It's when I bring my shorts out of the wardrobe officially, I think.
Oh, that's year round, isn't it, for you?
That's what they say. When the shorts come out. When the jeans go away and the shorts come out, 'tis spring. I'm very much the Punkatorny Phil of Devon.
Right. So everyone gathers round, they watch you going into the wardrobe, you scurry into the wardrobe, yeah, and they see what you come out with. Yeah. And if you come out with your little Bermudas, then they go, hooray,
absolutely,
it's happening. Yeah, spring is here. The White Witch is dead. But if you come back out still wearing your thick, heavy cargo pants, they go, oh, well, back into hibernation for all of us.
So watch this space. It's close.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, who knows? Maybe on the night of the 16th, which is when our next Flatshare Slamdown is, you will start it by appearing out of a wardrobe.
Good deal.
Oh, yes, please.
Not a bad idea. So the 16th of February is when the next one's is happening. If you haven't watched one of these live as it happens, they're really, really fun. There really, hang a sec. Tom's pulling a face like he doesn't think it's the 16th of Feb.
No, I'm just checking my diary. It's fine. Don't worry. I can be there.
This is how we announce it to both you and to Tom.
There was a real moment there where you pulled a face and I was like, oh God, have I got the date wrong?
No.
What are we ever going to do? We can't re-record at this stage.
You know,
we've already done so much great chat about pashing pangolins.
I just say yes to stuff and assume I'll be able to do it. And then suddenly it's not that far away in the future and you're like, oh, hello, hang on.
Well, we've got confirmation on Parry. I've been in for since the start, Clarkie.
Well, I think it's best if we don't meddle now.
Yeah.
I think, me looking at my diary.
Yeah, let's just not.
It would mean me having one in the first place. You know?
but who else is going to be there? That's the big question.
Who else is going to be there? It's going to be Angela Barnes and Carrie Adloyd.
Oh my gosh.
Two of our faves. It's going to be a really fun show.
Two absolute superstars. Carrie Adloyd is my go-to. It's worth telling the listener, dears, that whenever we have meetings about Flatshare Slamdown, or like we talk about dream guests or trying to raise our profile, Carrie Adloyd's always my go-to person in those conversations. So I will literally be living the dream of having Carrie Adloyd back on the show.
Yeah, You always think, like, who's the biggest megastar we could possibly get on Flatshare Slamdown? And for you, it's Cariad Lloyd.
It always is.
Cariad Lloyd, obviously, a fantastic comedian, a wonderful actor, a superb panel show guest. But I would say, above all of those things, our mate.
One of our great
mates. Quite a weird... Yeah, and I would say the same of Angela. Quite weird that you always go to... But it's true, always go to Cariad, don't you? For like, when you're talking about the... You know, we could really shoot for the moon this time.
Yeah, Cariad.
You know, and I think, oh, he's going to suggest Tom Cruise. But no, Cariad.
The Tom Cruise of podcasting, very much so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Until he inevitably starts
all
her
own
one.
Stunts.
Yeah.
So Cariad's going to be there, as is Angela Barnes, two of our faves. You're going to have a wonderful time. So get yourself to eventbrite.co.uk, eventbrite.co.uk, and search for Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown. Or just go to our Twitter or go to our Facebook. It's all there. The ticket link is there. And yeah, tickets are a fiver. If you work for the NHS, they're completely free. If you're a member of the Patreon, they are £4.
£4?
So yeah, yeah, pretty good. So get yourself to the Patreon as well if you'd like to. Also, there's the chance to be an annual subscriber at the Patreon now as well. So if you fancy committing to a year of bonus contents, get yourself to patreon.com/pappysflatshare.
I'm not sure I can commit to a year of giving content. Hang on, I'm checking the diary. A whole 12 months. That's crept up on us. Well, anyway, get along to the Patreon. Join the community of listeners. Someone on Twitter called it a family the other day, and it warmed my cockles. It was my mom. No, it wasn't. But talking of superstar guests, let's crack straight into February's Flat Slam. We've got two absolute superstars joining us here. The Antipodean legend Felicity Ward and internet's own Aaron Craskell.
He belongs to the internet. He lives on the internet. So, of course, now we're doing these shows over the internet. Who should we get but someone who resides in the dark recesses of the web?
Absolutely.
He's constantly surfing the information superhighway, isn't he?
Absolutely right. Yes, enjoy the episode and we'll see you on the other side.
Tom, Ben!
What is it, Matthew?
Yeah, what is it, baby boy?
Well, thank you very much for using my correct nickname. One of you two has got to fetch the post today.
It's not going to be me. And I can tell you why.
Yes, can you now?
Because I figured it out. I'm not going to fetch the post because the last time I got the post, I had really bad experiences with the post, right? Because I used to work in a garden centre, right?
Oh, yeah.
My boss used to send me letters telling me the two jobs that I had to do every single day. And I only had two jobs at that garden centre, right? One of them was putting the clothes on the little garden ornaments that sat around by the pond. Yeah. And the second
job, right?
And the second job was having to get down from the top shelf those metal pots that people put their ashes in. The really thin ones were at the top and I had to get those. So every day the post would arrive with my two jobs on it. Reach urns too slender and dress a gnome.
Oh my god, I loved it.
Reach urns too slender.
And dress a gnome. No such zone. This podcast is going out in 1956. I should tell you that, guys. So.
The original and the best.
It's the Werther's original and the Werther's best. Clarky, what about you? What's your excuse this week?
Oh, I don't. Well, me and my mates have all decided that we actually don't believe in the mail anymore. Yeah. We're living in a post-truth society. Post-truth.
I think you should reappraise my effort now and see it for what it was. It was actually a nice bit of business.
Well, I mean, effort was the key term there, Tom, both for you and for us. There's only one way to settle this, though. We're going to have a Flatshare Slamdown!
Flatshare
Slamdown!
Come on!
Flatshare Slamdown!
We're in a flat!
Flatshare Slamdown!
But we share it with our mates!
Flatshare Slamdown!
Someone's going to slow it down!
Flatshare Slamdown!
Hello! everyone. Welcome to Flatshare Slamdown, the panel show that says, wait, oh yes, wait a minute, Mr. Postman. Wait, Mr. Postman. Mr. Postman, look and see if there's a letter in your bag for me. I've been waiting a long, long time since I heard from that girl of mine. You gotta wait a minute, wait a minute. Whoa, yeah, wait a minute, wait a minute. Ooh, wait a minute, wait a minute. Ooh, baby, deliver the letter. The sooner the better. I'm the host and landlord, Matthew Crosby. Let's meet Postman Twat and his Cheshire Cat. It's Tom Parry and Benedict Clark.
Whoa.
That was great.
I felt mean giving you that introduction, Tom and Ben, but it worked so well. So who have you brought along with you guys this week? Because obviously you can't fetch the post on your own. So which literate folks have you brought to sign for the parcels this week?
Well, Ben, let me tell you. Oh. Well, no,
your name is Tom?
Yes.
Your name is Tom. We don't
know. I tell you what, let me tell you, Tom. Yeah. I'm going to ask Ben first. How's that?
There we go. It's good to know.
I don't know. Now I really want to hear Tom. It got me all excited.
I tell you
Let me tell you, I used to work in a garden centre.
Okay, let's back to Clarky.
Sorry, what?
Again. Back to Clarky. Clarky, now.
We're
tell
losing
us,
you, Tom. We're losing you.
I've popped him on mute. Clarky, who have you brought along with you this week?
I brought my friend, Felicity Ward.
Felicity Ward is here. Oh, my goodness.
I came in early, sorry.
That's quite all right.
I couldn't actually tell when the show started, so...
It
feels like it's been going for ages already.
It doesn't feel like a show, does it?
It
really,
doesn't. It doesn't. No. But you're here now, Felicity. Thank you so much for coming. What kind of a flatmate are you? What kind of a person are you to live with?
At the moment, I'm living with my husband currently. Sure. But we are a year into lockdown.
Yeah.
It feels thin, doesn't it? The promise of vows. Where we really differ is I'm a real wee with the door open kind of girl, which I believe many Australian women are. That's been my experience, who have British partners.
Right.
And that comes up. My one-year-old son loves it, obviously. It's his favourite time for a cuddle, which is, as you know, disgusting.
Yeah. cuddling someone on the loo.
I love this.
Yeah. He's like adorable, but you're like, oh, I don't have any underpants on, and... You know what? I didn't have any underpants on when I first met you. Come on up. I'm okay. Now, apparently, because we are in lockdown, sorry to mention it twice, my 90-year-old neighbour who is downstairs, who is an angel, we made so much noise that she actually came to the door to knock, and then she walked away and I went to have a chat with her, and she was like, I'm so sorry, it's just there's no carpet and my ceiling is your floor and the landlords won't let me put carpet down. And it's so I'm a bit conscious of that, but also woohoo. And I the next door neighbor on this side is a deaf woman. So that does help.
That's great.
So just cheat yourself
lucked out.
Pressure. Cheat yourself to her side.
Yeah, I just like to scream into the wall. That's sort of is how I get my sound out.
I do too, actually, and I've got no neighbours.
Yeah. Or children.
Why is it you think Australian women like to wee with the door open? Is there a reason for that? My first thought was, is it because the spiders are so big in Australia?
What? No, I mean, that would be a very 1970s stereotype, but well done for bringing it into 2021.
Hang on, have all the spiders left Australia since the 70s?
Yeah, it's a bit like the BBC.
They've
all been purged.
And their afros, yeah. They got on a tiny little boat and they funked and discoed their way across the Pacific. I think we're just a rougher people.
I'm so glad you said it and not us.
Yeah, but you were thinking it, and that's okay. I know for me, I grew up very close to a beach and a national park, so I've always been very outdoors. So what I'm saying is I've weed outdoors well before a music festival.
Was that the real reason the 90-year-old neighbour came to knock on the door?
I was pissing in her garden.
Please stop pissing outside my front garden.
Yeah, when I say pissing with the door open, I mean on our front porch.
Yeah, the doors are open.
Yeah.
Postie loves it.
Well, that's good. That's the theme of the show. That is genuinely the first time in 10 years that we've been doing this podcast that someone's actually brought it back to the theme. So,
I don't want to call myself a professional.
You know
so
what?
I won't.
That's a bonus point straight away for that. Immediate bonus point for Felicity. Tom, you were just about to tell us, so you brought along with you this week.
Bloody
before
finally,
I so rudely interrupted you by not actually talking to you.
I've been waiting for ages.
I know. You've been chomping at the bit, haven't you?
Well, guys, the jamboree's in danger. So I hired someone who is going to improve our online presence. I've brought him on board. He's going to take the jamboree viral. Please welcome the one and only Aaron Craskell, everybody.
Hey!
Aaron Craskell is here. Aaron,
it's great to see you.
There was a really nice moment there where your partner just walked in behind and then belted out the shot.
Literally, just like walking through, just finished her dinner and she's a bit smashed up on gin.
Well, it's lockdown,
isn't
it?
She's homeschooling three kids, by the way, so that is why she loves gin.
Oh right, bloody hell! So that's your setup. You've got three kids, all of a
three
homeschooling
kids,
age.
All homeschooling age.
And you've decided to bring a puppy into this equation.
And we've got a puppy.
What this house needs is more fucking chaos. That's exactly what I'm after.
Tell me you don't have a garden. Tell me you don't have a garden in your like top four flat.
That's yeah, we have a little balcony. We have a garden, thank Christ.
I was
going to
say, the balcony would be useful to throw yourself off of in about a week's time.
I just like to go out there and contemplate ending it all.
These times are insane.
What's your role in the homeschool? Have you got a job at that school?
Right, I've got a job. So I feel quite guilty. I'm quite a busy guy with what I do for a living as well. Okay. So when
you're not
again.
On trial here, Aaron. You're not on trial. We simply asked a question. The guilt just poured out of you. Okay, it was like an episode of Cracker, that was.
When one kid is having homeschool, I look after the other one while I'm playing my Xbox.
Right, okay.
I just give him my phone to watch.
So you're like a cool substitute teacher.
I'm like a cool babysitter, man.
Yeah,
that's you're cool like, when you're dad. I'm just babysitting my kid tonight.
Like a cool teacher, are you like, you know what? Don't call me dad. Call me Aaron, man. I'm just talking to you.
Yeah, call me Aaron. We're just going to lay back, chill until the
Let's
next homeschooling
together.
While mum's literally shaking with a glass of wine on the table.
Okay, so I'm going to deduct a point from Aaron for that. So I feel like already Clark and Felicity are in the lead. Now, we've met our guests, but who is going to be pushing the envelope? Let's find out as we play round one.
Oh. Jingle.
I am a postman for your area, and I drive a red van, wearing shorts all year round is my only plan. I see the new boys with their parcels, but you can tell they ain't been taught. They've got their apps and drive their own cars, and they never wear shorts. You never used to want to see me. I only brought you bills to pay. But since lockdown's here, I'm the highlight of your day. And you don't need post, but you still want post. It matters much more than you thought. So as your postman, I'm delivering, and I'm still wearing shorts.
Jackie Chan. Jackie Chan. That was great.
Wowie, love that.
Amazing.
That was an actual brilliant song.
Yeah.
I really like that.
Listen to the surprise. It's almost like you're
out. I mean, what's going to blow your mind soon is we still actually haven't started the podcast.
Yeah, this is still the preamble.
This is still preamble.
We've not started yet. So this let's start properly. This round is called Post Haste. Now, fun fact, did you know that Glenn Close is both her name and the street she lives on? And this round is all about lovely celebrity addresses. Thank you, mate. I'm going to give each player five celebrity names. You have to get your partner to guess those names by giving us what you think their address would be. So, for example, if I were to say the cupboard under the stairs, I'd of course expect you to say Matt Hancock. You have 1 minute to guess as many names as you can, alternating between the two of you. So, Aaron and Tom, you're going to start us off. Okay, now your names should be coming through on the chat, if you can see them there. I'm going to give you 1 minute on the clock. So we'll do Tom does one, Aaron does one, Tom does one, Aaron does one. Let's see how many you get in the space of a minute. Your time starts now.
Okay, so the jungle, but also the Sahara Desert, but also the Pacific Ocean.
God.
Or anywhere, nearly... and final line, the BBC, brackets, nature department.
David Attenborough.
Yes.
Okay. A factory, what makes chocolate?
Willy Wonka.
No.
Charlie Bucket.
He would also stay in a place what adds an ingredient to a can of Coke.
The sugar man.
The sugar man. Who's the sugar man?
He would also live in a suit shop.
The suit shop? The sugar...
I mean, it's really cryptic, but it's quite good. That's your time, I'm afraid. It was, of course, Alan Sugar. Now...
I thought you meant Rodriguez. the documentary Sugar Man. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm rubbish at that game.
No, you know but
that's
was
what I was
fact.
Thinking as well. Yeah.
Do you know what? That was hard.
I think we did quite well there.
I think you did well.
The hardest bit of that was listening to it.
Yeah.
Oh, I actually think one's going to prove to be a good score there.
Do you know what? Yeah, cocky from Clarkie. Well, let's see how you do. Ben and Felicity, here are your celebs. You have 1 minute, starting now.
The next door to the White House.
Oh, the hardest part of this is listening to it.
The West Wing?
In fact, forward all of his mail from the White House to Florida.
Oh, Donald Trump.
Yes.
Okay.
You know he hasn't moved next door to the White House.
Yeah, that's not how this works.
What?
They've got a little, they all live granny in a line, flat right? down the back.
He's not now the vice president. Like, he doesn't work his way back down the ranks.
It's the same at Downing Street, like Tony Blair's at number five, right?
Yeah. He would have an album delivered called The Shape of You.
Oh,
come on. We're not that's not his address.
I don't know how to play the game.
What's his address, though? You can't say he's released an album called The Shape of You.
Yeah, no, but he had it delivered to his house.
Yeah.
He's got a peacock.
I'm in love with this answer. is it Ed Sheeran?
Yeah, it is Ed Sheeran, yeah. Do you know what? Right, so I'll give you 1.5 for that.
Yeah.
But I feel
let's
like
play again.
Should play again. You've still got your answers there. You didn't. Okay. Most of you didn't get through most of them. So let's try it again. I'm going to give you another minute here. Okay, Aaron, you can start this time. I'll give you a minute to get through as many as you can. Now you've kind of got a measure of how the game is played. Here we go. Aaron and Tom, your time starts now.
He would live in a wig shop. And then he would live next door in a piano shop.
Elton John.
Yes.
Oh. Okay. They live in, the address is America, formerly of London, in podcast land. Please don't give this address to my grandma. She's still really pissed with me.
What?
We used to live in London Palace. Now we live in California, podcast land. Please don't give my address to my grandma. She'll make a speech about us.
Although she is on the stamps.
The Queen?
Yeah, no.
Buckingham, the royal family?
Yeah, they've just left the royal family to live in America.
Oh, Prince Harry and Meghan.
Yes.
Go.
He would live in a huge place because he'd have so many singers there singing around him, and he would judge them. I don't know why he would judge them.
Tom Jones. Oh,
Simon Cowell. Just going to give you, again, stretching the rules to absolute breaking point there. I'll give him that.
He would judge them.
He would judge them. He would judge them. That's what he does. He judges singers. We can't deny it.
He lives in a large trouser store.
There we go.
That was the one.
Okay. Right, Felicity and Ben. Felicity, you're to start.
Can I ask a question? Are we allowed to describe what's in the house? Or just the house itself?
I mean, I guess all bets are off at this stage, really.
I don't know what I'm doing with my life, so I'll tell you what,
I'll call it as I see it.
Okay.
Felicity and Ben, your time starts now.
Okay, instead of a post box, he has a spatula and a whisk, and his house is painted red. For anger and fury.
Oh, the angry chef guy. Yeah, Gordon Ramsay.
There we go.
Fuck me.
Come on, big boy. This guy used to live on Main Street, but he got exiled from it, and now he had to roll away from it.
Mick Jagger.
Yeah!
Lovely stuff.
A lovely bit of business.
This house is very, very skinny, and the only thing in the fridge is cigarettes and cocaine, and it's right next to...
Kate Moss.
Yes!
It's really good.
What?
Do
you have to refrigerate cocaine?
Yeah. In this weather, yeah.
This lady has lives on a road with loads of really great neighbours, actually.
Mrs. Mangle?
That's your time. Go on. You can have one more guess. I mean, you've gone way back in their career.
Yeah, I really did.
Kylie Minogue.
It is Kylie Minogue. Yeah, yeah. Got well.
It's you probably get the point.
Aaron, yeah, you get the point there. Nice. Yeah, absolutely.
How is that Mrs. Mangle? Which
Mrs.
is
Mangle.
Same era.
Same era.
You really messed up there. All you have to do is say she would have a Kylie Minogue album delivered to her.
No, she would have a Jason Donovan album delivered to her.
Especially for you.
Signed, especially for you.
That was
yes.
great.
Let's go now to an address deep in the valleys and ask producer Gwyn, what are the scores at the end of round one? Producer Gwyn.
The scores at the end of round one are Tom and Aaron have 3.5 and Felicity and Ben have 5.5.
Oh, so Felicity and Ben are stamping on Tom and Aaron, but they're not yet licked. There's everything to play for as we deliver round two. It's Flat Games.
Games. Let's play together. Games. Let's play forever. Roll the dice, spin that thing. Put that there. Do as you're told. Games. If you lose, you get nothing. Games. If you win, you get gold.
Gold. Gold. Gold. Gold. Gold. Gold. Gold. Gold. This week we are playing our version of Scalextrix, which we're calling Little Scalex Mix. The rules are very simple. Wow. I'm going to give each player a lyric from a song by the wonderful girl group Little Mix. They're going to then give me three potential lyrics. One's going to be the one I gave them. The other two will be ones they have just made up. It's up to their opposite team to work out which lyrics were Little Mix and which were Dirty Tricks. 5 points for a correct answer and 5 points for fooling the opposing team. Okay. So, by the way, Little Mix, just as a sort of point of order, Little Mix recently went from a four-piece to a three-person outfit. Girls,
rest in peace.
If you have, well, we, you know, Jesse was wonderful. But girls, if you ever do want to chat about that transition, there are three lads here who know all about it. Stay strong. Don't listen to the haters. Maybe
stay off social media.
Stay off social media. Good call. Felicity, we're going to start with you.
Are you a Little Mix fan?
No, but well, I wouldn't say I'm a fan or a stan. But when I listen to them, I'm like, that's good pop music.
It is good music.
It's good pop music.
They're a good band. They're a good band, Little Mix. Your lyrics are from Hair, their UK top 20 hit featuring Sean Paul. Well, I'll ask you guys as well, because you're the ones guessing, Tom and Aaron. Do you follow the mix? Do you like Little Mix?
I love Little Mix.
And Aaron, I mean, like, you follow the mix, but do they follow you?
Well, Jade does.
The best one. Jade's the best one. Everyone likes Jade. She's the best
everyone
one.
Jade.
What do people love about Jade?
What's that?
What do people love about Jade?
You want to keep
emulate it.
Want to keep the chat going, basically.
It's like you guys hate your own podcast and just want to get it over with. I haven't seen anyone for a year, so I'm very happy to be here.
I thought you were asking that question to buy yourself more time to think of the lyrics, but you genuinely wanted to chat. I'm so sorry. I apologise.
Sorry, it's called being friendly. I'm not sure if you've heard of it, you absolute asshole.
Listen.
That does sound friendly.
That's, you know, take a leaf out of your book, Felicity. Yeah, no wonder. You hadn't had a chat for a year prior to lockdown, had you?
I'm like Felicity. Oh, I was about to ask who had a Sky Electrics as well. I'm like, what? Let's get the Sky Electrics.
Let's settle in, guys. Where have you got to go? Nowhere. We're in tier seven.
What do we like?
Your
about
90-year-old neighbour's waiting to go to bed.
That's right, Mrs. Mabel.
Busy carpeting her ceiling
with egg cartons.
What do people like about Jade? I don't know. She seems like she's lots of fun. She seems very down to earth. She seems like a real person. Yeah, you know, for someone who's in a pop band and sort of, you know, throws himself around on stage, formation dancing and belting out songs, she does seem like she's quite a reserved figure. Yeah. She seems like she'd be a nice person to go for a pint with. Seems like a nice.
Is she the Clarkie of Little Mix?
Is she the Clarkie of Little Mix? She could be actually. Yeah. That's not a.
Do you know? I think code for she's a really nice person is actually code for Dad's got a crush.
Oh, absolutely! But yeah. Then I've got a crush on all of Little Mix. Have you seen Little Mix? They're absolutely gorgeous.
They're stunning.
We were watching CBeebies, and my husband.
That's what we're here for.
On Monday, and 3:30. Her name's Tamar. Found out she's from Israel. Didn't know. Anyway,
that's
side
the thing.
Note,
you never ask how she is.
Exactly. And she harbours a resentment about that too. Now we're watching CBeebies, and my husband said something about Maddie. I think her name was. And he goes, "Oh yeah, she just seems like a nice person." He goes, "All the dads have got a crush on Maddie." I'm like, "You don't know any dads. We're in lockdown with a 1-year-old. It's you." Which is okay. All the dads. But now I know she's a really nice person is dad code for...
My wife genuinely said, do you think a lot of mums have fallen in love with Mr. Tumble during lockdown? And I was like, that just means you've fallen in love with Mr. Tumble, doesn't it? I mean, come on, Mr. Tumble.
Yeah, wow. I think your wife needs to go for a walk, mate. I mean, Mr. Tumble is talented. And yes, at the beginning you go, "Oh God, Mr. Tumble's a bit much," and by the end you're like, "He actually is just really connected with the kids, and he just knows how to speak to them."
He looks knackered.
He's doing 18,000 shows a day.
He's also every character.
Yeah.
We all want a bit of rough and tumble.
It's still your round, Felicity. Do you want to give us your lyrics?
Oh, that was my lyric.
Oh, right, okay, yeah, all of that.
That was a good one.
Somewhere in
one.
There, you'd hidden the lyrics to a Little Mix song. So this is from the song Hair.
Yeah.
Can I have the first lyric, please?
The first lyric is, okay, gonna bleach him out, peroxide on him, hair on the floor, like my memory of him. That's the first
okay.
one.
Okay, all right.
It was a powerful. Very interesting reading.
Yep. The second one is shampoo, conditioner. They're all just to get rid of you.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's lyric number two.
Sure.
Lyric number three is, I don't need you. I don't need you. I brush and brush and I feel you. I don't need you. I don't need you. This hair's for me and not you.
Oh, drop a beat like that and you're away.
No, there was some good stuff there.
I want to see that on Shana TikTok Paul. Tomorrow.
Okay, right.
Kids, get to remixing, please, and tag me. I need more followers.
And it was okay. So we had the peroxide, we had the shampoo, we had the brushing. All sticking to the theme of hair. Which one was right, Tom and Aaron? What are you thinking?
What are your reactions to that, Craskell?
I like the lyrics where they say hair on the floor.
I've had too much experience of hair going on the floor. It's too close to home, buddy. Too close to home.
Did you both try and bleach your hair? Is that what happened?
Here's where I'm at. I think there's two of them where the rhymes were very gentle, conditioner and yeah, and brush, brush, brush. But that first one, peroxide was thrown into the mix, and I don't think Felicity would do that to herself. I think if you're making lyrics up on the go, you're not going to bung peroxide in there thinking I might have to rhyme with peroxide in a minute.
Right.
Let's go with that.
Okay. Sound reasoning, and I can reveal now that the correct lyric from Hair by Little Mix is, okay, gonna bleach him out, peroxide on him, hair on the floor like my memory of him. That is 5 points to Aaron
to Tom.
Well done.
Yes.
Aaron, I was absolutely bricking it when I'm like, where is this going? Brushing out for what? Come on.
It wasn't bad. It was pretty believable.
The lyrics were better.
Well, I'm going to give Jade a call and just, you know, send her a text. Actually, Aaron, if you can do that, that'd be...
Oh, of course.
Thank you, babe.
Slide into her DMs. Aaron, it's your turn. Now, Felicity and Ben.
For the dads.
You are guessing. Aaron, your lyric is from Beep Beep. Okay, the song Beep Beep.
Okay.
It should be appearing in the chat right now. That's the correct lyric. We'd like three lyrics. For fairness sake, we should have about a 45-minute chat before we get you to do yours.
But who had a skeleton trick?
Okay, the first lyric is, boy, come and jump in my car. You're a freak, freak. Now beep, beep.
Whoa.
First lyric.
Okay.
Second lyric, good. Boy, you're so sexy, just like a Cadillac. People on the street watch us in the back seat. Beep, beep.
Ooh, it's good stuff.
Well, the third lyric is, I'm driving past your house, beep, beep. Knock on the window if you dare, you gangster boy.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so it's... I'm gonna say,
words, the words of Jade.
That is classic Thirlwell. Clark and Felicity, which of the two out of those three... Because there was definitely one that it wasn't. Which of the two do you think it was?
I like the one with beep beep in it.
The one with beep beep in it.
That does narrow it down to more than what Matt said. It's one of the first two. No offence, Aaron.
You're not going for the gangster boy?
The gangster boy knocking on the window if you dare.
On the window. Didn't mind. Just use the doorbell.
I didn't mind that
still
one.
Works.
Knock on the window if you dare.
When gangster boy arrived.
I'm under pressure.
You did really well. Those first two are...
Mwah. Oh, thank you.
I would possibly only say the first one because I think the second one, you tried to pretend that you were looking also in the chat box. Oh. But in the second part, I think you looked to the middle, which is very cruel and manipulative of me. Yeah. But I grew up in a dysfunctional household, so I'm always on red alert.
Man alive.
I'm like, are they telling the truth? No, I think
So you're saying the
first one's
did
the
you ever
one.
Think about the police, Felicity? You'd been an awesome policewoman.
Oh, I thought you meant calling them. I'm like, I'm a kid. Who's going to believe me?
There's actually a gangster boy tapping at my window. Could you come and get him away?
They dare tap on your window?
They dared. I should never have dared him.
You know how you get him away. That was
the real one.
I love gangster beep. Boy.
What do you think, Ben? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Oh, no, I'm with you 100%. Let's go for the first one.
Okay. I can reveal it was, in fact, the second one. Boy, you're so sexy like your Cadillac. Come and get me because I can't hold it back. People on the street, watch us in the back seat. Beep, beep. So there we go.
Sorry.
He was doing the eye trick to trick you.
I was reading it.
You're doing so
good. He threw you the eyes.
So good. Yeah. Threw the eyes, mate.
You out of the eyes. If we went on Lie to Me, I wouldn't be able to tell if you were lying. That's the drama series, not the Would I Lie to You.
Right.
That's the one where
has Tim Roth in it. Look, not a great reference, but certainly a reference.
We'll take that.
Right, Clarky, you're up next. Now, your song is from... your lyric is from Weird People. Now, it's going to be Tom and it's going to be Aaron. You're guessing. Okay? Tom, who's your favourite Little Mixer?
The tall one.
Oh, yep.
Perry.
I don't really know.
Perry's tall.
I don't really know Little Mix.
Perry.
To be honest.
What a great name.
Yeah, there's Perry.
Is that her full name? Or is it short for like...
Perry Edwards.
But it, her first...
How
name,
do
obviously,
I know this so much about Little Mix?
Perry Edwards isn't hyphenated though. I mean, is her first Perry short for...
Yeah, no, I
Perry
don't
Edwards
think short
is
for like,
her first full name. Yeah, yeah. Perry Edwards
that's
Smith.
That's actually more unusual.
I don't think it's short for like Periwinkle
Perineum?
Or something like that. No, it could be Perineum, sure.
What a beautiful she would, name.
I could never call my daughter Perry. She'd be Perry Parry. Perry Parry Sauce.
Oh, no.
Is she Portuguese or...?
Bit of Perry Parry.
Oh, that's
it's quite
amazing.
A cool name, that is.
It is.
Right. Come on then, Clarky.
Wait, Clarky.
Okay, okay.
Clarky, weird, okay. Weird people, okay, Clarky. Okay. 2015, we're going all the way back to 2015. We're going to have three lyrics from weird people. Clarky, let's hear the first one, please.
Okay. Oh, boy. It doesn't bother me much. If you walk around with a hunch, I'm still going to eat you up like my lunch.
Okay.
That's the first one.
Much. Walk around with a hunch.
He definitely put a lot into that, didn't he?
Yeah. He sold it.
Second one is.
He was selling it.
Clarky, I'll tell you now, they're not looking for a fourth member. Just because Jesse's gone.
Oh, come on.
This is not an audition, mate.
Here's what happened there. Halfway through, I thought, he's doing this so badly that he wants us to think it's not real. And then I thought...
He's watching
no,
the screen.
No, actually. And then by the time it finished, I was like, I don't know what he just did. It was really skillful.
It was straight out of Would I Lie To You, wasn't it? It was straight out of that. So, Clarky, second lyric, please.
Second lyric is, when I was just a little kid, I was sitting on a garden wall. Oh, get off the wall. Well, I must have bumped my head. Because I don't dance the same no more. Oh, I fell off the wall.
Fucking hell. Okay. Okay. And the third lyric, please.
What are you doing in my garden? For the love of God, get out.
That's it. Okay,
okay.
Right.
Okay, great.
There
that's
we
great.
Go. Okay, so...
well, that third one's from Gangster Boy, so we know that's not.
He's now tapping on the patio window. Gangster Boy, listen, if you're not...
Gangster Boy.
If
by
I find you on my pagoda, it's the last.
You got to brush him out, man.
Right.
Okay, there was too much hunching and punching in the first one. I bet
it's fucking...
It's the second
yeah.
one.
Lunch,
it's
munch,
the second
punch,
one.
The second one's Humpty Dumpty. He fell off a wall. It's one of the, I mean, like it's not straightforward. This
it's not a straightforward
hunch,
game.
Punch song. Lunch, hunch punch lunch munch. It's not that. Yeah, it's not that one, is it? It's not
it's
hunch
not
punch
that,
lunch.
Come
munch.
On, it's number what, two.
What's the name of the song?
It's called well. It's called Weird People.
Oh, there you go. So they're weird. Go. They so fell off
be,
a wall.
It could be.
This
weird
is like
lyrics.
That Crash Test Dummy song, isn't it?
Oh, you are the only other person I know that references that song. I have done it since I've moved to the UK 7 times minimum. And every time people are like, what? How does it go? I go, you know.
It goes.
Yeah, but what are the words? No, they're the words. What's it called? It's called.
What? Yeah, man.
Got into an accident.
Sounding all right, this actually. It's sounding very good.
This is their equivalent. Yeah, so it's their equivalent of that. They fell off a wall. They weren't right again.
Got a hunch.
Yeah, that's it. Final answer.
Get out
okay,
of here,
number two.
That's your yeah, final answer.
Two.
Okay, I can tell you now the lyrics to Weird People. When I was just a little kid, I was sitting on a garden wall. Oh, get off the wall.
Crystal.
Well, I must have bumped my head because I don't dance the same no more. Oh, fell off the wall. Well, there we go.
Beautiful.
5 points to
lyrics.
Tom and Aaron. Strong lyrics. Good song, that one. Finally,
we pulled this back, Tom. We have pulled this back.
Finally, yeah. Tom Parry. Shout out to my eggs, or at least a bloke who looks a bit like an egg. Felicity and Ben, you're guessing. Tom, your lyrics are from Down and Dirty. They should be pinging to you right now.
Can I just say,
yeah,
as
course.
A lyrical group, Little Mix are fantastic dancers.
Oh, wow, they are.
Right, Tom, let's hear your lyrics from Down and Dirty, please. Let's hear what you've got.
Okay, so the first one is, I really want to please you. You know I still believe you. I eat myself some cheese, yeah. and then I pay my fees, yeah?
Okay.
My second one is I'm your first head honcho, out dancing in a poncho. You know I got my roncho, and let's... Sorry.
Yeah. No. Carry on. You've got to... You know I got my roncho.
Finish the song.
Yeah.
You know I got my roncho, and let's go do... A twon show.
Okay. Okay. Right. Okay. Yep. Let's see the third one just for fun.
Do we even need to hear any more? Because it's definitely the middle one. Okay. Now let's hear.
Now, yeah. Now I'm a believer. Got check out the stamps on my visa. We are international divas. But I started out making pizzas.
Okay.
What's now, what the song called again?
The song is called Down and Dirty.
The song's called Twoncho. The song's called Twoncho Remix.
El Rancho Relaxo.
It is called Twoncho featuring Gangsta Boy.
This is the Tap Tap on the Window remix. Shout out to Humpty Dumpty.
So there was one about eating a bit of cheese. There was one about wearing a poncho. You got me on my roncho doing the twoncho. And then there was one about pizza. So which one of those do you think is the correct
basically,
lyrics from Down
I'm
and
hungry.
Dirty?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could murder a twoncho right now, couldn't you?
Have they still got the same packaging?
I
heard they downsized it.
They do feel smaller, twonchos, yeah, don't they? But maybe we're just bigger.
You can never have oncho, can you?
That's the problem. I haven't had one for 3 weeks. I'm doing twonchery. Oh, can't wait. Just give me another week.
Oh, it's going to be that one now.
Oh, okay, which...
Is this anyone's worst hour of their life?
I can't read the YouTube comments,
but
yeah.
I see why you guys want to get out now.
any ideas of those three lyrics, all incredibly believable, which ones you think were correct?
I like number three.
I do too.
Now, the international diva used to be making pizza. I mean, the thing is with that one, it compared to all the other lyrics so far, it's a little bit too good.
Yeah.
That's right. My one worry with it.
Is it too good? Well, you're thinking it's so good it could be Tom rather than Little Mix.
Who
sold millions of records.
Well, he's the musician.
Yeah. We've heard his vocals. Okay, I'm going to have to push you for an answer. What are you going to go with?
Are we going to... Number three.
I can reveal you are absolutely correct. Now I'm a believer. Yeah, check out the stamps on my visa. We international divas, but I start out making your twonchos was the correct lyric there. So, producer Gwyn, I've got a few questions. Why can't you hold me in the street? Why can't I kiss you on the dance floor? And what are the scores? The answer to the first two is obviously COVID, but the third one only Gwyn can reveal. So, Gwyn, what's the secret?
The secret is that the scores are... Tom and Aaron have 18.5 and Felicity and Ben have 10.5. No, sorry. Yeah, 10.5.
Yes, okay, right. I think I threw you with my sweet talking there.
He certainly did.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So, take a sip on my secret potion. I'll make you fall in love for a spell that can't be broken. One drop should be enough. Boy, you belong to me. I got the recipe. It's called beef.
Well, if you got a problem, don't call it a problem. If you got a problem, call it a beef. If you got a beef, maybe we can help you. Beef from the sorting out your beef.
Yes, it's Beef Brothers, where each week
so
we...
Sick.
It's good, isn't it?
Yes.
It's good.
It's a tune,
the Beastie Boys, man. Like, I was in there.
Yes,
mate.
The best form of this podcast is a musical where we don't actually talk. We just play songs. Everyone would love that.
Love it.
Guys, you're charismatic. Charismatic? You guys are actually really charismatic. We all sound the same.
Thanks so much. Yes, it's Beef Brothers, where each week we ask our panellists to sort out a flat share-based beef. And today's one comes from Jonathan. Now, Jonathan has written to us via beefbrotherspodcast@gmail.com. Get in touch. He has written, "The Stairs Assault Course. My flatmate slash wife likes to compartmentalise jobs, such as taking items upstairs into a multi-phase project over several visits, especially the stairs to the loft, which is an office slash dumping ground. As I'm currently required to work from home in the office, I have to take on a mini Krypton factor just to go to the toilet or get a drink without falling to my doom. It may seem that would be easy enough for me to just pick up the items on my way up, as is often suggested to me. However, I'm usually carrying other items such as a glass of water, my lunch, or thongs that have been left on the first set of stairs. The items are sometimes small, such as a picture frame, and can be safely avoided or collected. However, they could equally be a large item, such as a pile of clothes that one of our small flatmates slash children has grown out of, or a duvet. It's only a matter of time before I fall down the stairs, attempting to avoid the detritus. Possibly this is a tactic by my flatmate slash wife to get rid of me and claim the insurance. Please, pappies, can you decree an official stair logistics process? Cheers, everyone. Bye, Jonathan." Right, so the problem is, his wife is leaving stuff on the stairs to be carried up rather than carrying the stuff up herself. He can't carry it because he's got a sandwich in his hand. So what are you thinking? Like, obviously,
I have the same dilemma.
Right, let's talk about it.
Yep. I'm going to say that I could make my life a lot easier because my studio is upstairs on the third floor. I walk past so much stuff on the stairs and just kick it out of the way and think, I could fall over that. Mm. I've got to remember. So I'm going to put it down to the fact that I'm just lazy and don't pick it up and help.
She's right, right next to you, isn't she?
She's right here.
Yeah.
Hold the knife.
We're actually workshopping.
There's a knife in my side.
Yeah. I can actually, even though the camera's on you, I can feel her gaze.
Yeah. You feel like you should be holding up today's newspaper. It's like a hostage situation.
Aaron, can you just blink 3 times if you need help? Yeah.
Hashtag free Aaron. So what are you suggesting? You're suggesting that Jonathan just suck it up and start picking up the stuff and moving.
Hey, 100%. There is no other question. There is no other answer to that except for that.
Felicity, what do you think? What's your advice?
And it does sound like Jonathan's got a little touch of little bitchitis. Can happen when you are a little bitch.
Oh God!
Excellent,
mate.
I'm just imagining what it's like to be married to an Australian woman. It's like jumping in a cold shower every morning, isn't it?
Can I just say, we lost Clark when you said little bitchitis. He just disappeared. By the way,
it was a bit too close.
I think you touched a nerve. Yeah,
Clarky does suffer from little bitchitis. Actually, yeah. It's very inappropriate that you should say that.
Look, don't get me wrong. My husband does think I'm a little bit direct sometimes, and sort of says, "Oh, are you joking?" And I'm like, "No." He's like, "Oh," and I can see him dying a little bit. So I've it's taken a long time for me to soften, but I don't know, Jonathan. I think if his wife has a plan to move it all comes down to the responsibility of the individual. We can't change other people. You either have to accept that that's where it's going to stay, or you can do something about it. Otherwise, you just have to be – we all have to live together. We all have things that drive us absolutely insane about the other person. I mean, I literally said to my husband yesterday, I must be so annoying to live with. And he said, you are so annoying to live with. Some very kind things. But he always says it in really nice ways, like, I will sing nonstop all the time about whatever's happening in front of me and make noises. And during lockdown, my husband said, I love your animal noises, but maybe you could save 10% of them for your friends. Which is such a loving way to say, yeah, shut the fuck up, you mad bitch. Because I am doing animal impressions round the clock. Whether my baby's asleep or awake, I just love being an animal.
You were doing them prior to becoming a mum.
Someone actually contacted me, I think, on Twitter about doing this on this podcast, and I'm not doing it because they said it, But my husband and I did this thing called chicken karaoke.
Oh yes, I've seen you. Well, I've seen your shows, yeah. And you've done chicken karaoke on stage. Yeah, love it.
Yeah, we were. I think I came into the kitchen and I sung "Work" by Rihanna. I went "Work, work, 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 work," and then my husband said something like, "It sounds like a chicken." And he went "Bark, bark, bark, bark," and then I did it back to him and went "Bark, bark, 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 bark." And then one night on stage, I was just having a bit of a loose show said the word "work" and then told that story. And then I'm like, oh, wouldn't it be funny if I like took requests from the audience and like sung it as a chicken? And so I ended up doing it at the end of that show. And then that ended up becoming a bit.
Yeah.
So I'll just like take 7 minutes out of a 20-minute set and just get a song request and do it as a chicken.
Can you do Gangster Boy for us?
Yeah, let's do
Gangster Boy.
Do a Gangster Boy, yeah.
Yes,
tapping on the window beep, beep. If you dare.
You know this bit?
yeah, I was going to say, the last time I saw you was at the Soho Theatre, and I think you'd done your hour, and you probably did like another 25 minutes of chicken impressions. No one wanted to leave. People were just doing, do ABBA, do ABBA. It was just, it was constant.
I thought you were going to say, no one wanted to be there. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, no.
We all want to leave, I know.
But a couple of things very, very quickly. We've lost Clarkie. Now, our producer has contacted him and he's not responded. This is quite weird. This has never happened before, but he's just completely gone from the whole chat.
It's amazing.
It's just a heads up for the audience.
Hasn't changed too much, has it? Let's be honest.
No, Felicity is still dominating the conversation.
Kraskal, what was your animal impression you're going to do?
I can do a good elephant. You ready? Listen. Oh, no, I can do it better than that.
It was good, though.
Hold on.
Oh, he's choking.
You feel like you've got like an ice cream headache now. Coming. Yeah, you've
put yourself on the dog. I'm scared the dog. He just jumped on the sofa.
Oh,
I was wondering. My son does that with a vacuum cleaner. I thought it was going to be the same thing. He cries.
I can do it better when I have the beard.
How is your asshole?
It's my eyeball. Did he burst?
You're like a pug. Their eyeballs can pop out.
Oh no!
They can fall out if they sneeze because they're so inbred. Their eyeballs aren't properly secured into their head, so they can just go.
Oh my god!
Sorry, I thought you were really going to laugh at that.
No, I feel awful. No. What's wrong with you, Felicity?
It's been a dark year, mate. Yeah. I'm coming out of my postnatal depression. This is me in a good mood.
Fucking hell!
Oh wow!
I'm crushing it.
So, Parry, what's your advice to Jonathan, whose wife leaves stuff on the stairs?
Fucking hell! I don't. I mean, look, everyone's at fault here, isn't it? You shouldn't leave stuff on the stairs. You shouldn't walk past stuff on the stairs.
Yeah.
It's chaos.
So you're saying don't leave stuff on the stairs in the first place, but if you see it, move it.
But then you're creating an atmosphere where your wife knows you're going to move it. So I think he's doing the right thing by not moving it. But a duvet on the stairs, I mean, come on.
That's madness.
That, by the way, that is a real killer. Because if you stepped on a duvet, you just don't, like, there's no idea of the geography of the steps underneath it. You're sliding straight down. Admittedly, you're sliding down a duvet. That's fine. But say you had a hot coffee with you. That's going in the mush. I think it's dangerous.
Duvet on the stairs.
Yeah.
Move out. The house must be enormous. Like, who can leave a duvet on the stairs? Look, can you tell I live in a very small flat and I feel angry at this person I've never met because of the life that they live?
Yeah.
Should we just say be grateful for the fact you've got stairs and shut up?
That pram that you saw in the background is too wide for our stairs and our masonette. So I have to pack the entire pram up every time separately, taking the baby up, stick him behind the cage in the lounge room, then take the seat up, then take the goods of the pram. You'd think I'd be fitter. I'm absolutely not.
And you're doing this all as a chimp as well, aren't you? So it takes bloody ages. Yeah. Yeah.
It takes a lot of breath out of you.
Yeah.
Make a couple of PG tips. What about... I've got a good suggestion for him. Construct yourself a Manhattan-style fire exit. up the side of your house.
Yes.
Wow.
That's just for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you're going up and down.
The pull down stuff, the Spider-Man effort. Gives you a place to go and have a coffee, a morning smoke, a bit of time to yourself. Yes. Look at the trees. Like, I've always, you know, when you know, when you're like growing up as a kid, you want like the elevators that they have, like with
absolutely,
the metal doors.
Yeah.
And you want a proper metal fire exit to go and stick around on, like, you know, and that, I think you can, you're at that age now, fella, where you can have that. You might even save your life. You know what I mean? It'll be a bit of an investment. No duvet on the stairs. That's, I think that's the way to go.
I love it.
Do you know
Start fire exit.
Do you know We're not even going to ask Clarky what he thinks. He's nodding. but no, I, you know what, Parry? I think once again, forget the Twitter poll. We've smashed this. That's absolutely that's the answer, Jonathan. Yeah. There is your answer right there. I think that's it. Construct yourself, and it can't be hard to do. You know, you've got time in lockdown. We've all got time. They've said lockdown's going to last.
Bit of scrap metal.
Who can't weld in 2021?
Exactly. I mean, I said you've got all the lockdown to get on the YouTube.
Get yourself one of
some tutorials.
One of those fun flip down masks that welders have, because they're also COVID masks now. So, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Jump on Amazon, get yourself a soldering iron. Come on, it's year nine.
A soldering iron. Do it, yeah. Absolutely, do it. Right.
Have you seen any welders in the supermarket? If I was a welder, I would 100% do the big shop in my mask.
Mate, that'd be class.
Yeah.
That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Welders, fencers, beekeepers, they're fine.
No one.
Do it in the big gloves. Welders,
the big gloves.
You know what? Welders are it's the safest profession. People, it's lockdown proof because it's recession proof because everybody wants the stairs on the outside of their house now. Mm-hmm. That's what they want. And B, you're constantly wearing PPE. You're never going to get the cove. It's brilliant. It's brilliant.
The Rona.
The old Rona, as they call it, down under.
Aren't we
right? This is Clarky saying that his internet has died. Okay, right.
Oh, we'll send him. Do we send flowers or?
He got the Rona, apparently.
Yeah.
Oh man.
There's only so much porn one internet could take.
It's like, finally Clarky, given up.
Please, come on.
He's been watching Maddie from CBeebies. He doesn't even have a kid. That little mix.
Right.
Matthew, you've got to be Felicity's new partner, mate.
Mmm.
What?
That's the way it's got to work.
I don't think either of our partners are going to agree with that, but I
mean, we're going to get married.
Aaron said it on a podcast.
We're
going
to get a soldering iron and solder ourselves together. Well, I could do, I mean, let's see how that works, because I mean, I have got the answers here, so it doesn't mean that Felicity's going to win. But
Gwyn, where are you, Gwyn? You've got to be Felicity's new partner.
He also has the answers as producer.
Fuck
so
is it anything I can play by myself?
It's absolutely a game you can play by yourself. It's the quickfire round, so all it needs is you. But before that, let's hear the quickfire round jingle. This might give Clarky a bit of time to find his internet. Here we go.
Off.
It's the quickfire round jingle.
This is the quick fire round. It's the round that goes really quickly, which is why it's amusing for everyone involved that it goes on for ages.
It tickles me pink.
Yes, it goes on for ages, despite the round being quick. So here we go, it's time to get on with the quick fire round. Let's not hang about, let's not pontificate, let's not waste time.
That would be a shame.
Let's not kill time. Let's not filibuster. Let's not procrastinate. Let's not make any more excuses. Let's not stall. For the love of God, let's not stall. Let's do the quick fire round.
Let's not stall.
Let's do the quick fire round. And for God's sake, let's not wait. I've just been trying to stall as I googled other words for stall, and ironically I failed. That's what made me lose my chain of thought.
You should have asked Jeeves.
In the process of googling the word stall, I stalled, and if that's not ironic, then I don't know what is. Anyway, after that debacle, let's get on with the quick fire round.
Oh, you know, it was nice. It was nice to have Clarkie there for a second, wasn't it? It's nice to remember what Clarkie sounded like. Oh man. Right. Yes, this is the quick fire round, and as our show is about fetching the post, I'm going to ask our players to deliver some letters in the form of a spelling bee. I'm going to give you a word, and I want to know how you spell it. Not how you spell it. What's the correct spelling? I don't want to know how you spell it. I want to know how you spell it correctly.
XV.
Instead of buzzers, I would like you to spell out your first names. So, Tom and Aaron, let's hear that now.
T-O-M.
A-R-R-N.
Really nice, really speedy. Felicity, you can be Flick if you want.
F-E-L-I-C-O-T-Y.
Lovely stuff. And as this is an oral exam, not a written one.
Pardon?
It's an oral exam, guys. Hey! I want to see both your hands as you're spelling the words. No cheeky pen and paper shenanigans, all right? And for a bonus point, anyone want to spell shenanigans?
Tom.
S-H-E-G-I-A-N-S.
I mean...
No, that's terrible.
Nowhere close, Aaron. Nowhere close.
I didn't go to school, right?
Oh God, we've really unfortunately touched a nerve here. Imagine if Aaron left there, and eventually it's just gonna be me and Felicity playing this game.
Yes, I'd be the winner.
Okay, off we go. First one, B.
F-E-L-I-C-R-T-Y.
Yes, Felicity.
Can I have that in a sentence, please?
I just saw a B and it stung me.
B-double-E.
Correct. Curtains.
T-O-M.
T-O-M.
C-U-R-T-A-I-N-S.
Is correct. Pinecone.
F-E-L-I-C-I-T-Y.
Yes.
P-I-N-E space C-O-N-E.
Okay, I would have accepted it without a space, but I'll give you the point there for that. Rhythm.
This looks like we're being robbed.
Or applausing in sign language.
A-R-R-N.
Aaron.
R-Y-T-H. M.
Ah, you missed out the second H. The first H, I'm afraid. It's R H Y T H.
Okay.
Yes, T H M. Vol.
T O M.
T O M.
V O L E.
Correct. Misspelled.
Oh, good one.
F E L I C I T Y.
Felicity.
M I S S P E L L E D.
Correct. Okay, let's up the ante here. Tyrannosaurus.
F-E-L-I-C-I-T-Y.
Tom. I think Tom was just first.
T-Y-R-A-N-N-A-U-R-S-A-U-R-U-S.
I mean, I think you know for a fact that isn't right.
That was good for a while, wasn't
it? I think that would be Tyrannosaur. But Felicity, chance to steal.
Oh, was it Tyrannosaurus? T-Y-R-A-N... N-O-S-A-U-R-U-S.
Is correct. Point of Felicity there. Okay. Supersede.
A-R-R-N.
Aaron.
Supersede.
Supersede, yeah.
S-U-P-E-R-S-E-E-D.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, yes. Sure. If it's two words, supersede, but it's the word supersede.
supersede.
Not as in you're incredibly potent. It's as in it, like something has superseded something. It's taken over something.
So S-U-P-E-R-C-I-D-E?
It's C-E-D-E. Oh,
come on!
So close. Hors d'oeuvres.
Crustical supersede is the reason he's got three kids. Yeah. Yeah. T-O-M.
T-O-M.
Was there a word there?
Sorry, hors d'oeuvres.
H-O-R-D apostrophe hors d'oeuvres. E-O-U-R-S.
Oh, gosh. You know that's not right, Tom. Anyone want to steal hors d'oeuvres?
Hors d'oeuvres.
I mean, they're delicious.
F-E-L-I-C-O-T-Y.
Yeah, go on.
H-O-R-S-D.
Oh, nice.
Apostrophe O. Hang on.
He's out of breath.
O- Don't be distracted by Clarkie returning. You're doing very well, Felicity.
O. Sorry. U-R-V-R-E-S.
Oh, you missed out a letter. It was so close. It's H-O-R-S-D apostrophe O-E-U-V-R-E-S.
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
Right, Clarkie, seeing as you're here, do you want to just do... just, these are just for Clarkie here, just a few for Clarkie. chrysanthemum.
Wow.
C.
Good start.
Killed it.
H.
Yes.
R.
Yes.
I.
No!
Oh,
it's a Y, I'm afraid, Clarkie.
He's not a presenter on The One Show, Chris. Yeah.
Right. Well, with Clarkie arriving, that is unfortunately the end of the round and the end of the game. So I'm really sorry, Clarkie. But before we hear the final scores, Aaron and Felicity, is there anything you want to plug? Felicity, anything going on your end?
So I have a series on Radio 4 called Episodes, and
amazing.
It'll be on the website for Radio 4, or you can get the BBC Sounds app, and anywhere in the world you can listen to that.
Oh, amazing.
Also, I don't know when, but it's going to be soon. Ben, all of you boys, I have to tell you, I'm going to do a DJ either morning or night, or possibly both.
Oh,
just
amazing.
An online one.
Because fantastic.
I miss stand-up, but I get to do this, but I don't get to DJ at comedy festivals anymore, and I miss it.
And you're a great DJ.
I miss it too, mate.
Well,
you're a fantastic DJ.
Make sure you do tell us, because we'd love to be there for that. That sounds amazing.
Thanks, guys.
Aaron, what's going on with you? Where can people find you?
I'm going to be live streaming emptying my shed tomorrow, probably around 11 or 12, if I can be bothered.
What's a shed like? What's a shed like in the UK? What does that feel like?
It's a nice little shed.
Yeah.
It's got like deck chairs in there and like a broken lawnmower. I've got AstroTurf now because I've got a few quid.
I love it.
First thing you do is fuck off the lawn, isn't it? You make a bit of bank, you fuck off the lawn.
The lawn's gone, mate.
You know, the only other person I know who's got AstroTurf, he's got a bit of money. He's got a bit of money as our mate.
And now the puppy just sits on it.
Up AstroTurf.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? You think I am... You know what? I can go one of two ways. And I can either employ someone to cut the grass or go one better than that and never have to think about cutting grass ever again. just get someone to hoover the grass.
The power.
You
yeah,
got.
I'm going to be live streaming that tomorrow. Just emptying a shed, and then I'm probably going to make some dinner.
Yeah,
smashing. That's amazing.
Gonna live stream that too.
Yeah, no, that's just for me.
Oh. You do have to keep some things for yourself.
You got to keep something sacred.
Come on.
You've got to keep something sacred.
And in true Aaron style, it's not for the kids, it's just for him.
He's making himself dinner. He's going to eat it in his empty shed.
It's got too much chili for you, kids. You can sort yourself out.
You can watch Daddy eat it, though. You can watch Daddy eat it.
Yeah.
You can watch, hey, Aaron.
Stand back.
Aaron to you.
You can eat the parsley on top.
I did. I actually had that today where I sat down. I sat down for lunch and my little daughter was eating a hummus coated rice cake. And I was eating last night's curry. And she kept pointing at the curry going, I want that. And I was like, oh, you won't like this. You won't like this.
Curry.
She's
like
eating hummus on a rice cake. Oh, God, just carry on watching Peter Rabbit. Right. Thanks to all of you folks at home for watching this. As always, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare. There's loads of bonus episodes over there. If you're a fan of the podcast and you want to give us a donation, it's a great way to do it. We get a little bit of cash. You get 3 bonus episodes every single week. Or why not buy a ticket to a live show? Our next live show is February the 16th. It's in association with the Leicester Comedy Festival. And it's got Cariad Lloyd and Angela Barnes as our fantastic guests. So get your tickets. Now they're available now on eventbrite.co.uk. Search for Pappy's Flatshare. But if you can't do any of that, don't worry. Just leave us a review on iTunes and recommend the podcast to your friends. So this is exciting. Producer Gwyn, let's hear those final scores.
The final scores.
Oh, this could go. This could go anyway.
I don't know how this is going to go, actually. It's exciting.
You
this
have no stuff. Idea how much my life hangs in the balance at this point.
Don't be swayed.
That's
gonna
quickly change.
Don't fudge the numbers just for Felicity, all right?
She'll
literally go apeshit on you though. That's the only problem.
Just okay. Think, like, with the prize money, Krask's got his AstroTurf, you know. I'm wearing a blazer. Clarky can't afford internet.
Oh. He needs this. This is making it hard.
I can get a new bunch of bananas.
I voted over for a reason, guys.
Right, let's hear the scores.
Okay, the final scores are Felicity featuring Ben have 14 and a half. And Tom and Aaron are the winners with 21 and a half. Sorry, Felicity.
Oh!
So Felicity and Ben have to fetch the post while Tom and Aaron get a box delivered by DHL. Open it wide, you'll find me inside. Thanks to our guests, Felicity Ward and Aaron Craskell. We've been Pappies. See you next time on Flatshare Slamdown! Pappies Flatshare Slamdown featured Matthew Crosby, Ben Clark and Tom Parry with special guests Felicity Ward and Aaron Craskell. It was devised by Pappies and Ben Walker. Technical expertise was by Emma Caution with help from Gwyn Rees-Davies, and it was produced by Emma Caution. Big thanks to everyone who watched the show live, to Zoom and YouTube for hosting us. You guys are the glue holding us together this lockdown. Pappies Flatshare Slamdown is a Secret Deuce production for Acast and the internet. Cheers everyone. Bye.
Here we are on the other side.
This is us on the other side of the podcast. I hope you enjoyed that. We certainly did.
Yes,
and
apologies.
Don't forget.
Sorry.
Go on. No, you apologise first and then I'll tell people not to forget something.
Apologies for Clarkie's internet troubles. Clarky.
Yeah, apologies for me.
Did you locate the source of the problem? Have you realised?
Apparently the internet went down in the area, so it wasn't specific to me, but I also done a phone signal in my house and also, well, house. Who am I kidding? Flat. So I had to go outside. I was out on the road trying to download Zoom onto my phone to join back in, but then
the rumors are that you fucked a bat so hard that you broke the router.
Well, that's, you know, the rumor that's been going around. I mean, yes, we started it here this second, but it's spreading like wildfire. A lot of people tweeting us at Pappy's Tweet saying, is it true Clarky fucked a bat so hard he broke the router? And we're faving it. We're not confirming or denying, but we're faving it.
Certainly faving it.
We're whacking it alike.
Do you fave out and out lies? I don't think so.
I was going to say, and it actually, this fits with Clarky's thing. Don't forget not to live in Sydenham. That's what I was going to say. Yeah, don't forget.
There's
blackouts there. You know the 10-day blackout that QAnon were talking about. It's just happened in Sydenham. Sydenham is now under martial law.
It's chaos down here, but you know, it's a lot of fun.
It's all right, isn't it? It's all right.
It's colourful.
So get yourself to. Oh, I was going to say we've got another message about peanutting.
What?
Oh, yes, yeah. Please.
Harry, would you like to read it out for us, please?
Yeah, of course I would. So, here goes. Peanutting from Jim via beefbrotherspodcast@gmail.com. Get in touch, guys. Hi, Pappies. In your most recent episode, you encouraged stories about peanutting, and I've got a confession to make. Oh, I've got another confession to make. I'm a teacher and used to work at a senior school which introduced students wearing lanyards with an ID card. When I was at sixth form, we had the same, and it was a common prank to yank your classmate's lanyard off, much like peanutting, but you now have their ID, so they can't get through maglock doors. Wow.
Oh my God, it's like the Adam Curtis version of peanutting.
It's peanutting next generation. This is where the confession comes in. A few months after this system was introduced, I commented to a student that since they were very well versed in peanutting, I was surprised that they hadn't landed upon this new form of classmate torture. Very quickly afterwards, lanyard snatching became the new trend.
Oh, mate.
Started by the teacher. It literally is, and that was just the teachers.
And that was it's just the teachers. Thankfully, I work in a different school now that doesn't have lanyards, but I am reliably informed by former colleagues that lanyard snatching is a persistent issue. None of them know that it was me who put the idea into the students' heads. He lit the fire, Danny, and then left. Your podcasts have brought me lots of laughs when taking a break from marking books, and if you could apologise to my fellow teachers in case they listen, I'd be eternally grateful. All the best, Jim. Great stuff.
Well, apologies to all the teachers who have to deal with Jim. Do you reckon that's how peanutting started? Do you think that the, like, someone, as they were leaving, like a teacher, as they were leaving school, they were so sort of pissed off with their class that they just grabbed a kid's tie and yanked it and then walked out of the school, and that was it. They were gone. But all the other kids went, well, shame Sir's gone, but look at this cool new thing we can do to people's ties.
Really cool.
Probably. Yeah. Probably started in the staff room. You know what teachers are like.
That was just the teachers, exactly.
That was just the teachers.
That was just the teachers.
Well, thank you for getting in touch. Get in touch if you've got any more peanutting tales in what is rapidly becoming the second part of our podcast, Peanutting Tales.
Peanutting
anyway,
Tales.
Have a lovely month. We will see you. Oh, we'll probably see you next week, actually. But have a good week, at least.
Yes.
At the very least.
Hang on. Let me just check if I can make next week.
Yeah, I was going to say, Paris. Parry's really swinging it around, committing to a whole month of yeah, have a lovely month, everybody. You'll definitely be around.
Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for the Patreon Neighbourhood Watch roll call. Today's episode was produced by Emma Corsham.
Corsham team.
Cheers, everyone. Bye. Will you please be upstanding for today's Neighbourhood Patreon Watch Roll Call?
Hello.
He's here. He's clear. The results are in. And he's also near. Please welcome a man with some ball, Dan Randall.
that is some ball he's got. Oh, that guy's got one hell of a ball. The other one, nothing to write home about. He's here. He's clear. He's without fear. And he is one hell of a talker. This guy is Andrew Faulkner.
He's here. He's in the room. It's Daniel. It's Daniel Fortune.
He's here.
He's here. He's sincere. So raise your beer and talk about Ron Weasley's sister Ginny. When you glance at Andy John McKinney.
He's here. He's here. He's in the room. He's on the Zoom. So let's raise a potato for John Plato.
Oh, he's here. He's in the place.
He's here.
You're asking if he can? Oh, oh, sure he can. It's Richard Harringan.
We're all asking if he can.
And yes.
We're all asking, can Clarkie rhyme with here? And the answer is no.
He's here, so let's all raise a smile.
Hold on, we rhyme with that here. As well now.
He's here, raising cheer, but he's a little bit weird. And you never knew that the weirdo was called Cotsum 42.
He's here. He has no fear. He drank a beer and never felt the same. It's Rob James.
He's here. What a shame. He's bought a selection of grands. It's Ian Postans.
He's bought some grands.
He's bought a bunch, guys.
He's bought some grands.
He's gone to the grand store.
You can never have just one.
She's here. She's there. She's here. That girl be everywhere. And let me tell you something. She's too expensive for you to afford. But it's Alice Clifford.
Oh, he's here. And when I say here, I mean he's in my dreams. It's Leon Eames.
Oh, she's here. No need to worry. And listen, guys, while she's here, be polite. Don't ask her what she earns. It's Liz Hearn.
No need to worry.
He's not here. Some need to worry.
Oh.
But don't worry. I've informed the local steward.
Wait, are we worrying or are we not worrying? I'm confused.
Some need to worry.
Some
but don't
need
worry.
To worry. I've informed the local steward to go and find James Ewart.
She was here, and then she wasn't here, and we all worried, but then she came back, so we didn't worry anymore. But there was some need for worry because she was eating some cashews. That's right, it's Becca Matthews.
He's gone. Without a sniff. Gone. It's Callum Smith. She's gonna be here soon. That's the word on the street. She's got in a car and she's heading through traffic. Well, let's wait and see if she arrives. Kate B.
Let's wait and see if she arrives. They were here and then they went. And all that was left was a thimble. And so we put it in the corner and lit a candle as a shrine to our dear friend, Bimble Bimble.
She's here. And it's her birthday.
Hooray!
So, guys, send us some cards. It's Julia Richards. He was here, but the moment was fleeting. We barely knew him, Justin McKeating.
He was here, and then he left with a big pause, like Harold Pinter. It's Jonathan Winter.
She's gone, and she's taken all of her winnings. It's Sarah Jennings. She was here, and unfortunately, she took a shit on the stage. Can we get it cleaned up and put out the word that we want to talk to Andrea Page?
Put out that word, guys.
Put out that word.
Oh. He was here, and then he's gone. Sometimes you win, and sometimes you lose. And nothing illustrates that point better than the life of Richard Hughes.
Never forget.
Never forget Richard Hughes. He was here, now he's gone. Oh, he's back. Richard.
Watch where you step. Andrew was here a minute ago.
Stay away from the stage. I'd put some of that sawdust down if I were you.
He's gone.
He's gone.
Is he someone we will miss? Well, of course.
Yes.
It's Chris. We were here, but now we're gone. No, don't you think about maybe worrying sometimes. That concludes today.
Don't you think about maybe worrying sometimes. But if you gotta think, then you shouldn't think at all. Well, don't you think about maybe not thinking about not worrying about me, baby. Don't you worry about me, just gotta call.
Sometimes. That concludes today's Neighborhood Patreon Watch. Roll call.
Call. Ah-ooh.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.